Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Catherine Finn Laidley is a mom in Chicagoland, got a few kids. She wrote in the paper the other day, children are still forced to wear face coverings. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. We'll realize the long-term psychological impact of masking our kids over the coming years. Every day that goes by, the children are forced to wear a mask. More fear, more depression, and anxiety can be implanted in their delicate, developing psyches. ProPublica reported earlier this year that the CDC found that the proportion of visits to emergency rooms by adolescents between 12 and 17 that were mental health related went up 31% from March to October. Kids need to see their friends' faces to read each other's emotional cues. They also need to be able to see their teachers' faces. Without that, it hinders speech development and the establishment of trust. It's time to stop using our children as pawns in a political game, put our affiliations aside, and come together to do what's best for our children. It's not just a piece of cloth. Lift mask mandates today, not tomorrow. Catherine, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. I'm happy to be here.
What's the response been from your family and friends, or maybe people you don't know at all? What are you hearing back?
Well, I have received mostly support. I've been championing for this cause for some time now, or being vocal about it for some time now. So I did receive a lot of criticism early on. But in recent days, it's mostly support. People I haven't talked to in years have reached out to me to say thank you for speaking up.
I get your point. I mean, and the editorial is in the paper, and I think I captured the thrust of it there, although you make some other points as well. But the children are still vulnerable, right? So a mask was the way we were all protecting ourselves, adults in Illinois, prior to going to phase five. But kids maybe aren't in the same phase five as we are because they're not so vaccinated. So what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, I say that that is, if you do believe that masks indeed are effective in stopping viral transmission of germs, then sure, I can understand that mindset, and I can empathize with that mindset, but I don't believe that's the case. I believe that masks, the particle size of viruses are too small, and that masks are indeed doing more harm than good, especially for our children.
So you're an anti-masker. Are you an anti-vaxxer as well?
I wouldn't call myself an anti-masker per se. I would call myself a pro-breathing fresh air advocate.
What about the vaccine? Have you been vaccinated?
Well, actually, I actually haven't been asked that yet. It is kind of an interesting question, considering it's private medical information.
Well, but you don't have to answer it. You don't have to answer that. But
No. I have not been vaccinated myself. I personally am not comfortable with it. But I respect everybody that has been vaccinated. And I respect that that is the best choice for them in their lives.
What is the plan for your children's school? You told me off the air they go to a parochial school, right?
They go to a private Catholic school, or they will,
and
in the fall.
So what's the plan at your kids' school, do you know?
The protocol hasn't been released yet.
I wonder, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure what the CPS plan is for the children. I know they want them to be vaccinated. I don't know if the kids are going to be asked to wear a mask in Chicago public schools or in the Joliet schools or the Minooka schools. I suspect, I don't have a clue. I don't know what the plan is for all of these school districts. We were so aware of the mitigation efforts last spring, but now this fall, I think every school district is going to have to decide what they're going to do about that. And I'm quite curious. But you would hope that your kids would not have to wear a mask in class, right?
Yes, most certainly. I believe it should be left up to the individual, the parent's preference, the student's preference, as to what they're comfortable with.
Here's some phone calls, Catherine. Stay right there. I'm going to pick up with Aaron. You're on WGN. Aaron, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, John. I am a teacher. I teach in a public school, and we were actually in person from the start last year. We were one of very few districts that taught in person from the beginning of August until the end of the year. And I think that the only reason it worked was because everyone wore masks every day.
The students did. What grades are we talking about?
It's a second through fifth grade building, And the students and staff are required to wear masks except during lunchtime or if we were outside, spaced apart.
So how long would the kids be sitting in the classroom with the mask on? Did you shorten the days?
We did shorten the days, and then we also would take them out for a 15-minute recess every day, rain, snow, sleet or shine, Unless it was too cold, so that they could get a mask break. And then PE, when it was able to be outside, was outside, and the kids could remove their masks during that time. The masks, really, after a few days, didn't become an issue. The kids just got used to them. The staff got used to them. And I really think that it allowed us to be in person with very few cases of transmission.
What are you going to do this fall, then? Are you guys going to have the masks on or off?
We haven't been told yet. I'm assuming that they'll be on, but I don't know for sure.
Wow.
I did have cases of COVID in my classroom that didn't spread, and I think it's because the kids were wearing masks.
I'm glad you called, Aaron. Good luck to you this fall. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Your comment on that, Catherine?
You know, that's one teacher's perspective, and I completely respect her opinion on that. But I've also heard feedback from several teachers since I've come forward and my feelings on it that have suggested otherwise. I've heard from a Catholic school teacher just yesterday that her students that had physical education in first period would return to her classroom with a mask soaked with their own sweat and bodily expenditures and would have to sit in that wet mask for the entire day. Now, is that sanitary?
Why don't they give that kid a new mask?
I'm sure there aren't.
I mean, that would solve that problem. Let me just pick up another phone line. I want to ask Tracy because she says she is a Catholic school teacher. Tracy, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, John. Funny that I'm coming on right now. I am a PE teacher in a Catholic school, a pre-K through 8 in the western suburbs. And whoever you're talking to, I can't remember her name, just said about kids in PE with the wet masks.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I am not anti-mask at all. I've been vaccinated, but I am dreading going back to school wearing a mask and having the kids wear a mask. It's just awful. It's just awful. It's just an awful way. It's hard to communicate. It just puts a damper. Of course, me being PE, I mean, I am their mask break. If they come to me, we can go outside and they can take their masks off. So I was going outside in such cold weather just so they can get a mask break.
Yeah.
But that's really not... I wasn't really even doing my classes, my lesson plans. It was just, we were just doing whatever.
Well, if you were
really
teaching English, though, if you were teaching English or math inside, what would your attitude be about masks?
I think the one teacher I'm thinking of that I talked to, it's hard. You know, you can't see the mouth. The kids can't see the teacher's mouth. The kids can't see.
I understand that, but maybe the risk might not be complete, but it's a modest risk. But better to take the risk without the masks than be safer with the masks, because you do gain something without the mask. The kids are freer. They're more communicative. They're more able to receive signals. Am I preaching from your book there, Tracy?
No, I totally agree, John. I mean, I know, I do feel that, yes, they have saved us from you know, viruses and all. I'm just saying, I'm just dreading it puts just such a
I'm sure.
The word. But I have a real quick, I had kindergarten class. It was March. It was freezing cold outside. I had a girl. I look over. She is crying. And I'm thinking, what just happened that I missed? I said, what's wrong? She's like, I can't take this mask anymore. I said, all right. I said, okay, I get it. I said, come over. I opened the gym door to the outside. I said, take your mask off. Take a few deep breaths. And instantly it made her feel better. The rest of the kids saw what happened, dropped whatever they were doing, and we would stand in front of the doorway. They would take a few breaths with their mask off, and then they went back to their activity.
Hmm.
It's just, it's hard.
It's I got it. Ladies, I'm out of time. Last thought from you, Catherine?
I think it's criminal. Hearing Tracy's testimony just now summed up so much in so few words. They need fresh air. They need to see each other's faces. It's a crime that they are subjected against our will, parents' will, children's will. There's a JAMA study that 3 to 4 times as much of the maximum carbon dioxide that we are, our children are being subjected to re-inhale stuff that is supposed to go out.
I understand your reservations, and they are published in the Chicago Tribune in your op-ed piece. I'm out of time today. A concerned mom's plea to lift school mask mandates. Catherine Finn-Laidley, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.